Greetings of peace to all our brothers and sisters and our friends.
各位弟兄姐妹还有朋友，大家平安。
Today we are looking at 2 Samuel chapter 8.
今天我们要来看撒母耳记下第八章。
Let's first turn to 2 Samuel chapter 8.
我们翻开撒母耳记下第八章。
In this chapter, it describes the many battles and the conquests of David over many different enemies.
在这一章呢，述说了大卫攻打必取争夺很多地方。
And one of the main themes we can learn from this chapter is concerning the prophetic word of God.
在这一章我们可以学习到一点是神的这个旨意。
His 预言性。
神的预言。
His words are prophetic.
他的将来的的预言。
His words spoken in the Old Testament have now come to pass in times before has now come to pass in David's time.
他之前神所说的话在这边已经显现预兆。
Yeah. Or in David's time, it has partly been fulfilled.
在大卫这个时期已经部分的实现。
So when we look at all these conquests, all these victories that David had in this chapter,
所以当我们看到大卫的这种打胜仗，
we find that God had actually prophesied many, many years before that this is indeed what he would do.
那我们可以看到神在很久以前就预言他会这么做。
Of course, we know that this is all linked to the promises given to Abraham.
当然我们知道这个都是神给亚伯拉罕的预言。
Concerning what will happen to his descendants.
关于他的后代的预言。
And especially the promised land.
还有这个应许之地。
If we look at Genesis chapter 15.
如果我们看创世纪第十五章。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 18.
创世纪第十五章十八节。
Genesis 15 verse 18.On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates.
当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约说，我已赐给你的后裔从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河之地。
So here is a covenant that God made with Abraham.
这个是神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And his promise was that his descendants will be given this land from the riverOf Egypt to the great river Euphrates.
他应许亚伯拉罕他的后裔会从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河之地。
Now, when we come to 2 Samuel chapter 8,
如果我们看回来撒母耳记下第八章，
if we look at verse 3,
如果我们看第三节，
David also defeated Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his territory.At the river Euphrates.
大卫也攻打了这个索巴王利和的儿子哈大底谢往大河去。
Here especially mentions that he went to claim or to recover his territory at the river Euphrates.
这边特别讲到这个他去夺回他的国权在这个幼发拉底大河。
This was the same promise that God had already given to Abraham, around 1,000 years beforehand.
这是在一千年前，几千多年前神就给大卫，神就给亚伯拉罕这个应许。
We also look at 1 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 3.
我们来看历代志下
First Chronicles chapter
历代志上
chapter 18,
十八章
verse 3,
第三节。
And David defeated Hadadezer, king of Zobah, as far as Hamath.And he went to establish his power by the river Euphrates.
索巴王哈大利谢往幼发拉底河去，要坚定自己的国权。大卫就攻打他，直到哈马。
So a prophecy made around 1,000 years ago in the time of Abraham was now fulfilled in the time of David.
所以在一千多年前对亚伯拉罕的应许现在已经实现。
This 1,000 years, you know, is a long time from a human perspective.
一千多年，这个是非常长的一段时间。
Yeah, from a human perspective.
对一个人来说。
But if God says something will be done, then it's as good as done.
可是神要这个事情实现，那这件事情就会实现。
The time is not an issue for him.
时间对他不是问题。
So for us as human beings, we may find it quite hard to, you know, comprehend this knowledge of God.
身为人，我们可能很难理解这个神的智慧。
It's impossible for us to fathom, to understand the wisdom of God.
这个对我们来说，要理解神的智慧是不可能。
But what we do know is that God is a faithful God.
可是我们知道神是信实的神。
God is a God of His word.
神是会遵守他的话的神。
And what's most important to us is that his faithfulness demonstrates his great love toward mankind.
那更重要的是神的信实会在他对我们的爱中显现。
Especially to those of us who have been called.
那尤其是我们被召的人。
Especially to those of us who are willing to accept his calling.
尤其是我们愿意回应他呼召的人。
Although David physically fulfilled God's promise of his people inheriting the promised land,
虽然大卫承受了这个应许，那在这个应许之地，
we know that God's plan was much greater than just the physical Israel.
那我们知道神的计划并不单单止于这个实质上的应许之地。
Actually, even within this chapter, we find that although many enemies were destroyed, there were still many that actually remained and came under the authority of David.
那在这章我们可以看到，虽然很多敌人都被毁灭，可是还有些敌人是屈服于这个大卫之下。
Yeah. If we come to, for example, verse 2.
我们可以看第二节。
Here is the defeat of Moab.
这个是对亚摩摩押人的这个击败。
And the last part says that the Moabites became David's servants and brought tribute.
最后后半段这边讲说，摩押人就归服大卫，给他进贡。
Also in verse 6, we see for the Syrians, they also became David's servant.
在第六节，我们可以看到亚兰人也就归服于大卫。
We also look at verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
Here the Edomites became David's servants.
那以东也归服于大卫。
So we find that not everybody was destroyed.
我们可以看到不是每个人都被毁灭。
We find that there were probably quite a few that were able to submit themselves under the authority of David.
我们可以看到有不少人可以这样屈服于大卫的这个权威之下。
Also, if we look at verse 10, we find that there is this Toi sent Joram his son to King David to greet him and bless him.
那我们可以看到第十节，这个哈马王陀以就打发人去给大卫问安。
And he even gave him gifts of silver, gold, bronze.
他甚至带了这个金银铜的器皿来。
And in verse 11, we find that David took these gifts and he actually dedicated them to the Lord, or he put them to use for the Lord.
那我们在十一节可以看到大卫就把这些器皿分别为圣献给神。
So clearly, we find that there were many that actually came under the dominion of David's empire.
那我们可以看到这个很多人都屈服于大卫的统治之下。
And they even, many even offered gifts, precious gifts, and David was able to accept these gifts from foreigners, and he actually dedicated them to God.
那很多人都进贡给大卫，那大卫就把这些东西分别为圣献给神。
And here in the example we just saw, we find that this king, Toi, he actually saw that God was with his people, and then he went to go and seek out David.
那这个陀以王呢，就看见神与大卫同在，于是就去拜访大卫。
So although we see that there's a lot of a lot of bloodshed, a lot of battles, a lot of killing, but actually we find there's also a lot of good in terms of the glory of God being manifest to the Gentiles.
那虽然在这个战争当中很多的死伤，可是我们也可以看到这个很多好的地方是在这个外邦人当中显现。
Yeah, not every foreigner or every foreigner was against David or wanted to destroy Israel no matter what.
啊，并不是每一个外邦人都想要去啊攻打或者毁坏这个啊以色列。
And if this is the case, then that the grace of God can also extend to some of these people.
啊，如果是这样的话，那这个神的这个啊恩典也会临到他们。
So we find that David, his conquering of all these nations, as we mentioned earlier, is not just fulfilling the is only a partial fulfillment, just a physical fulfillment.
那大卫这个征服的这个过程只是部分的实现而已。
But we know that the promise to Abraham was in fact for the blessings to reach the whole of mankind.
可是我们知道对亚伯拉罕的祝福是对到最后是会遍及这个所有的人。
But David's work and his fulfilling the prophecy is also he demonstrates to us that he is a prefiguration or a type of Christ.
那大卫这个实现这个应许也是在这个也是预表这个耶稣。
Yeah, and we can see from many verses concerning how what David did is actually a prefiguration of what Christ will do for his church today.
那很多大卫做的事情也是预表耶稣之后会将来会为教会做的事。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 34.
我们看以西结书34章。
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 23 and 24.
以西结书三十四章二十三二十四节
I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken.
二十三节我必立一牧人照管他们，牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫，他必牧养他们，做他们的牧人。我神必作为他们的神，我的仆人大卫必在他们中间作王。这是神说的。
We may notice that at the time of writing, actually, David had already passed.
那我们可以看到这个写这段经节的时候，大卫已经不在了。
Yeah, this is much afterwards, right?
这是大卫的时代之后的。
But yet we find that God talks about David being the shepherd over his people.
可是这边讲到神要大卫牧养他的羊。
David is also like a prince.
大卫好像一个王一样。
We can also look at the same book, Ezekiel chapter 37.
我们可以来看以西结书三十七章。
Verse 24 and 25.
二十四和二十五节。
Ezekiel 37, verse 24.
以西结书三十七章二十四节。
David, my servant, shall be king over them.And they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them.
二十四节，我的仆人大卫必做他们的王，众民必归一个牧人，他们必顺从我的典章，谨守遵行我的律例。
And also in verse 25, it also mentions how David shall be a prince forever.
在二十五节也有看到大卫必做他们的王，直到永远。
So from here, we find that actually David is used as a prefiguration for Jesus himself.
那这边我们可以看到大卫是预表主耶稣。
And so when we look into the works of David, when we look into, obviously not every aspect of his life, but certain aspects of his life, then we can learn much about how we can also follow in his example.
那在大卫的很多方面我们都可以去学习大卫的做事。
If we look at Isaiah chapter 9,
我们可以来看以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9,
以赛亚书第九章。
Read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice.From that time forward, even forever.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热必必。
So from here we see that we know that this passage is talking about the prophecy of the Lord Jesus.
这个是对耶稣的预言。
And in verse 7 he says that it talks about the increase of the government of the Lord Jesus.
第七节讲到这个政权的增加。
And that he will be upon the throne of David and over his kingdom.
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
Now, what will he do for his kingdom?
他会怎么治理他的国呢？
He will establish it with judgment and justice.
他会以公平和公义治理。
So, when we come back to 2 Samuel chapter 8,
当我们看回来撒母耳记下第二章，
we find that David at that time was able to establish this in his kingdom.
我们可以看到大卫可以这样子来建立他的国。
If we look at verse 15,
我们如果看第十五节。
So David reigned over all Israel, and David administered judgment and justice to all his people.
大卫做以色列众人的王，又向众民秉公行义。
So from this chapter, chapter 8, from this stage of David's life,
在这个第八章，在大卫这个阶段。
At this stage in the kingdom of Israel,
在这个阶段的以色列国
we are given an example of what the prosperity of the church should be like.
我们有一个这个榜样，也就是教会是如何的样要兴旺。
We see that David indeed fulfilled what was the prophecy of God.
我们看见大卫实现了这个神的应许。
And likewise, the church today, it means that we'll also fulfill this.Prophecy.
那同样的，我们今天的教会也同样的实现了应许。
Even though this prophecy was made many many thousands of years ago,
虽然这个预言是在很几千年前就已经说了。
We know that God, He uses His people to fulfill this prophecy.
那我们知道神用他的子民来实现这个预言。
So those of us who are faithful to Him.
那些信他的人
then we will have a part to play in fulfilling this prophecy.
我们在实现这个预言当中就有份。
But obviously we must believe in the promises.
当然我们必须相信他的应许。
We must believe in God's plan for the church.
我们必须相信神对教会的计划。
We must believe in God's plan to perfect his church.
我们必须相信神要完全这个他的教会。
We must believe that God will establish judgment and justice in His church.
我们要相信神会在他的教会秉公行义。
Now, what happens if we don't believe?
那如果我们不相信呢？
Actually, it does not affect God's plan.
当然，神的计划不会被改变。
But if we are not faithful to His calling.
那如果我们对他的呼召不相信
then he will of course then just use others to build up his church.
当然他就会请别人去兴起他的教会。
But in the end, we may not be part of this building.
可是到最后我们就可能不是在教会的一份子。
And obviously therefore lose our salvation.
当然就失去了救赎。
We remember from the previous chapter, chapter 7, that actually David had already been given rest from his enemies.
那我们可以从前面第七章可以看到大卫已经有在他的敌人当中有这个安息。
At least at that moment he was given rest.
在那个当中他有平安。
And remember that he wanted to build a house for God.
那他想要去盖这个神的殿。
And then God's response was that, "No, I will build a house for you."
神说我会兴起一个殿给你。
I will be the one that will establish your kingdom forever.
我会建立你的国。
So we look at chapter 7.
我们来看第七章。
Verse 15, chapter 7, verse 15 and 16.
第十五节和第十六节。
But my mercy shall not depart from him as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you.And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever.
第十五节，但我的慈爱仍不离开你，像离开在你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。 你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位必也必坚定直到永远。
So these were the words of God that he, through the prophet, he personally told David.
这个是神对大卫的预言。
But we find that when we come to chapter 8, David did not just sit back and wait for this prophecy to unfold.
可是在第八章大卫不是只是坐在那边等着预言实现。
From chapter 8, when we read, he was very proactive in pursuing, in partaking in the will of God.
那在第八章我们可以看到大卫很积极的实现这个神的预言。
So when we look at chapter 8 verse 1, we find that David attacked the Philistines and subdued them.
那我们从第一节可以看到大卫攻打非利士人并制服他们。
We remember in chapter 7, at the beginning actually says that God had already given David rest, right? Rest from the enemies.
那第七章神已经给这个大卫有这个平安。
Maybe the enemies at that moment, they were not trying to invade Israel.
那可能那个时候以色列的敌人并没有去侵入以色列。
So it's interesting that even though he had been given rest in chapter 7, that in chapter 8, he actually goes out and attacks the enemy.
虽然神给大卫平安在这个第七章的时候，可是第八章大卫却大卫仍然去攻打非利士。
This shows that he is very clear concerning the will of God.
这表示大卫非常清楚的知道神的旨意。
He knew that there is still land to be conquered.
大卫知道有很多的地方都必须攻打。
He knows that there are still enemies of God that still need to be dealt with.
那有很多神的敌人必须被处理。
And so here, David proactively, he went to attack and he subdued them.
所以大卫很积极的攻打并且制服他们。
So this subdued them means it wasn't just a single battle or a one-off battle.
那制服的过程并不只是一场打仗而已。
But he ended up totally dominating and controlling them.
大卫完全的统治他们。
And in verse 1, it also says, David took a Methek armor, this place, from the hand of the Philistines.
在第一节这边有讲到大卫拿了这个米特亚玛这个地方。
Yeah, he went to take control and to dominate the place where the Philistines were.
那他就完全的掌控这个非利士人的地方。
Now, if we look at verse 2, he did the same to Moab.
那第二节大卫做了同样的事情在亚摩人身上。摩押人身上
some of them were killed, some of them were kept alive.
有些人被杀，有些人存留。
And it says the Moabites became David's servant and brought tribute.
那摩押人就归服大卫，给他进贡。
Again, this is total domination over the enemy.
那这也是大卫完全制服他的敌人。
So today, as a church or individually speaking.
那今天如果在教会或者在个人的话
spiritually speaking, we also learn that we have to be ruthless with our spiritual enemy.
那属灵上面来说，我们必须对不属灵的事情不要留情。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
以弗所书第六章第十二节。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政者、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天宫属灵气的恶魔征战。
In some ways, in David's time, maybe it was a bit more obvious, you know, who the enemy was.
那在大卫的时代，可能他的敌人非常的明显。
But today we find that our enemies are these powers, principalities, rulers of the darkness.
那今天我们的敌人是那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的。
These are invisible to the naked eye.
这个是肉眼不能看见的。
But we know that the work of Satan is very prevalent in affecting. The people of the world and also the people in the church.
那我们知道魔鬼啊，对这个世界上的人都有这个影响。
So today we also have this battle.
所以今天我们仍然有这样的征战。
But this is a spiritual battle.
可是这是属灵的征战。
So therefore we know that Paul then encourages the members in verse 13 to take up a spiritual armor.
所以保罗在第十三节就勉励这些信徒穿上这个神的全副军装。
Now we know that in this armor there are various pieces.
那我们知道这个军装有很多的不同的部分。
But we find that the first one mentioned is the waist, girded your waist with truth.
那第一个所的军装呢，就是真理的束腰带子束腰。
Yeah. Now we're not going to go through every single.Item.
那我并不会每一项都讲。
But if we look towards the end of this list,
如果我们看到这个军装的最后的部分，
we find that it also ends with the word of God.
那也在这个神的真理结束。
Yeah. Verse 17, right?
在第十七节。
The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
那这个圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
Yeah. So the first.Equipment or the first item of this armor is to do with the truth.
第一个项目就是跟真理有关。
And then the final one is also to do with the truth.
最后一个项目也是跟真理有关。
And how about everything in between?
那中间的部分呢？
Actually, it's all to do with the truth as well.
其实也跟真理有关。
Because it talks about, for example, you know, righteousness in verse 14.
那因为在第十四节有讲到公义
yeah, That comes from the truth, right?
也是从真理来
We know that it's through baptism that we obtain righteousness
那我们受洗之后就成义
We know that righteousness is imparted to us because we have access to the blood of Christ
那我们有这个公义是因为我们受了这个耶稣的血的洗
yeah, But if we are not baptized correctly, if we have not received the one baptism, we don't have this truth, then we have no access
那如果我们没有这个基于真理的洗礼，或者我们的没有洗礼的话，那我们就没有公义。
Verse 15, it talks about the gospel, right?
那十五节讲到福音。
That's again the truth.
那也是跟真理有关。
There are many different gospels. Paul says that people are preaching different gospels, but we have the gospel of God.
那保罗说有世界上有很多的福音，可是我们是在传神的福音。
No, it has to be the true gospel.
必须是真理的福音。
And then verse 16 talks about the shield of faith.
那十六节讲到这个人信德当作盾牌。
Now what is this faith based on?
那这个信德是基于什么呢？
Again, it's the truth. It's the word of God.
仍然是福音，就是神的话。
Because the truth, the word of God, is the standard by which we can fully trust.
因为神的话是我们作为这个信德的基础。
So this is what we need to emphasize. Our belief in the gospel of God.If we want to have a chance to fight the spiritual warfare.
所以当我们要做这个属灵的征战的时候，这是我们必须要基于在这个真理上面。
So verse 10 says, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
所以第十节说你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人要穿戴神所赐的全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计
yeah, From verse 10 and verse 11 we find the purpose of putting on this armor of God
我们从第十节和十一节知道穿上全副军装的目的
Or rather verse 10 is telling us that our strength is in the Lord and in the power of the Lord
那第十节特别告诉我们我们的能力是从神来的
But in verse 11, the purpose of the armor of God is so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil.
那第十一节告诉我们，穿上全副军装的目的就是要抵挡魔鬼。
Yeah, sometimes we may, for example, when we talk about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we may talk about, you know, preaching to others, right? Using the word of God to preach to others, to speak to others.
有的时候我们讲到圣灵的宝剑，有就是神的道，我们可能会说这个，我们是在传福音。
Yeah, but actually, when you look at verse 11, the primary purpose of the word of God is for ourselves to stand against the wiles of the devil.
可是我们十一节可以看到，我们最主要的目的是要为了我们抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So coming back to the example of David.
那我们回来看这个 大卫这个例子。
This is something that he knew very well, that it was only based on the word of God that he can overcome the enemy.
那大卫清楚的知道只有靠着神的话他才能击败他的敌人。
It is only based on the power of the name of God that he can overcome the enemy.
靠着神的能力他才能击败他的敌人。
If we remember what David said when he battled against the Goliath.
如果我们记得在大卫打这个哥利亚的时候他说了什么。
If we look at 1 Samuel chapter 17.
如果我们看撒母耳记上第十七章
verse 45 to 46,
三十五节到三十六节
First Samuel chapter 17 verse 45 to 46,
撒母耳记上十七章三十五节到三十六节
Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied."This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. So from these couple of verses, we see that David was very sure why he would be victorious over Goliath.
那在这几节经节大卫非常的知道他为什么他可以击败这个哥利亚。
Because he comes in the name of the Lord of hosts.
因为他是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
He comes because he knows that God is the one who is in charge of the armies of Israel.
那他清楚的知道神是掌管这个以色列的军的。
And in the end, the purpose in the end of verse 46 is so that the earth may knowthat there is a God in Israel.
那第46节可以看到他会使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
And so for David, because he understood where victory came from.
那因为大卫非常的知道这个胜利是从哪里来。
He was able to magnify, glorify the name of God in all of his battles.
他会在他的征战当中彰显神的名。
So that others will be able to see that actually God is in fact here.
那其他人就可以知道是神带领着他。
Likewise, when people come to the church.
同样的当我们人来教会的时候。
When they see the gospel and they read about the gospel of salvation.
当他们听到福音他们读到福音的时候。
They read about, they learn about baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
他们学习到这个赎罪的洗。
They learn about receiving the Holy Spirit, evidenced by speaking in tongues.
他们读到这个接受圣灵，也就是有灵言。
These are all pointing to them that this is how God is going to save you.
这个都指向神要如何的拯救我们。
And furthermore, when they eventually receive the Holy Spirit, then they can be very sure that yes, God is the one.Who is in control of his church.
那当他们最后领受到圣灵的时候，他们就非常的知道神是要来拯救这个教会。
So we come back to 2 Samuel chapter 8.
那如果我们翻回来撒母耳记下第八章。
Let's read verse 6.
我们看第六节。
Then David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought tribute. So the Lord preserved David.Preserve David wherever he went.
那于是大卫在大马士革的亚兰地设立防营，亚兰人就归服他，给他进贡。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
Verse 14 also says the same thing. The Lord preserved David wherever he went.
十四节有讲到无论大卫往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
So these couple of verses are in fact one of the key verses, key themes of this chapter.
那这几节经节是这一章的重点。
That is because God was preserving him wherever he went.
因为大卫往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
But how do we know that David relied on God preserving him?
那我们如何知道大卫依靠着神的这个得胜使的保守呢？
Yeah, we can actually discover this from his actions during battles or after the battles.
我们可以从他在征战跟征战之后的这个动作可以看得出来。
If we look at chapter 8, verse 4,
如果我们看第八章第四节，
So after he had defeated the enemy，
当他击败他的敌人之后，
David took from him 1,000 chariots, 700 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers, and David hamstrung all the chariot horses, except that he spared enough of them for 100 chariots.
第四节，擒拿了他的马兵1700，步兵2万，将拉战车的马砍断，蹄筋，但留下100辆车的马。
Yeah, here it especially mentions that David hamstrung all the chariot horses.
这边讲到大卫砍断这个金马的蹄筋。
Actually, these horses are very valuable from a military perspective.
那在这个军事上，马是非常有价值的。
And of course, if he's able to take control of them, then his army would become more powerful.
那如果他能掌管这些的话，他的军队就会更强盛。
But we find that by doing this, by disabling, so by the hamstrung means to disable the horses from being effective in war. Yeah. By doing that, it showed the enemies that actually he has no need for this type of power.
那因为砍断这个马的筋，那马就变得没有用，那就表示他并不需要这样的能力。
Yeah, it showed his people, the people of God, and also the enemies that actually God is indeed the one that is all he needs.
他告诉他自己的子民以及他的敌人，神是他所需要的。
And actually, by doing what he did to the horses and not taking them for himself, he's actually keeping the commandment of God.
那因为他不把这些马占为己有，他也因此就遵守了神的话。
Now, if we look at Deuteronomy chapter 17,
如果我们看民数记，生命记
Deuteronomy chapter 17,
生命记十七章
verse 14,
十四节。
Now, when you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you and possess it and dwell in it and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me.Verse 15. You shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses. One from among your brethren you shall set as a king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother. Also verse 16. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. So from here we find that God had already given the instruction that when they choose a king for themselves,One very specific thing he said is that they cannot multiply horses for themselves.
那神非常的清楚的指出当他们有王的时候，王不能为自己添加马匹。
Now, what is the reason for this?
那这个原因是什么呢？
If we look at Psalm 20,
如果我们看诗篇
Psalm 20, verse 7.
诗篇二十篇第七节。
Some trust in chariots and some in horses.But we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。
So from here we see that it was very clear that God did not want anyone to think that the success of his people was because of their own military strength.
神很清楚地提到他不想要一个人的成功是靠车和靠马。
He wants people to see that actually it is because God is with his people.
他要让人知道成功是因为神与他们同在。
Now, from within Psalm 20, we find that the context or the message is to do with God helping his people in from Zion.
那这个诗篇二十篇的这个内容是神在锡安帮助他的民。
Yeah, if we look at verse 2.
如果我们看第二节。
May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion.
愿他从圣所救助你，从锡安坚固你。
Yeah, so once again, when we apply this to the church, we realize that it is by belief and reliance on the gospel of truth that victory will be gained in our personal lives and also in converting others.
那在我们今天的教会来说，那要过着一个得胜的生活，以及使别人得胜，就是要靠神和他的话。
If we remember what it was the whole purpose of God choosing David and wanting to build up his kingdom.
那如果我们看到这个神拣选大卫的这个目的。
If we come back to 2 Samuel,
我们看撒母耳记下,
we look at chapter 7,
我们看第七章,
verse 10,
第十节,
2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10,
撒母耳记下第七章第十节,
Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more as previously.
那我必为我民以色列选定一个地方栽培他们，使他们住自己的地方，不再迁移，凶恶之子也不像从前扰害他们。
So once again, from here we see that actually the whole point of God giving them their own place is so that they can dwell there safely and no longer be oppressed by sons of wickedness.
那神给他们一块安全的地，是因为他们可以安全的住在那边，然后凶恶之子也不会扰害他们。
And this is the same intention that He has for us. That since He has brought us into His church.
那当他们当神把我们聚集在他的地方的时候，他的教会的时候神也同样的做这件事。
Then He wants to protect us in this church from the sons of wickedness.
他要在教会当中保守我们使我们远离这些凶恶的民。
But we find that even though we are physically together in this church,
可是当我们有的时候实质上的在这间教会里面。
Then we also need to remember from what we've read that the victory comes from God through His word and through belief in His promises, in His gospel.
那我们要知道我们得胜是从神而来，然后是基于神的应许。
Let's come back to 2 Samuel chapter 8.
我们翻回来撒母耳记下第八章。
Verse 15. So David reigned over all Israel and administered judgment and justice to all his people.
大卫做以色列众人的王，又向众民秉公行义。
So we find that on one hand, David, he went out to conquer the enemies.
在一方面大卫出去征战。
But on the other hand, he did not neglect the justice and the administering of judgment to his people.
那在另外一方面，他并没有忘记这个对他子民的这个公义。
Because it is all very well to defeat the enemy outwardly, but if those who have come to the kingdom of God do not have justice, then the kingdom will not prosper.
那出去征战当然很好，可是如果在他的国中并没有公义的话，他的国就不会兴旺。
So again, this administering of judgment and justice has to be with regards to heeding the words of God.
那这个在国中的这个公义必须基于这个神的话。
There can only be judgment and justice when everyone is willing to submit to the commandments of God, willing to submit to the gospel of salvation.
只有在我们人愿意去顺服神的话，顺服这个福音，我们才有公义。
When we continue to read verse 16 to 18,
我们继续来看第十六到第十八节。
We find that within these few verses, it then mentions a lot of the various workers that worked with David.
那我们这边可以看到大卫的很多的工人。
We find here that how important it is for different workers to play their role in the church.
那我们可以看到这个工人在教会当中扮演很重要的角色。
Now, we find that David, there's no way that he can be so successful without good co-workers.
那大卫如果没有这些好的工人，他就不会那么的成功。
Now, we compare David to the reign of Saul.
如果我们把这个大卫跟扫罗做比较
we find that David's government seems to be so much more organized, so much more workers had their very clear roles to do their jobs.
那大卫的工人就比较有组织，比较知道自己要做什么。
So we find that within the kingdom of God, within the church of God, this organization and the responsibilities of different workers are all equally important.
那在神的国当中，这个每一个工人的这个职分，还有这个的这个
yeah, it's all important.
都是非常重要的。
Yeah. And this then shows us gives us the picture of what this prosperous kingdom of God looks like.
那这 告诉我们我们神国的兴旺是如何的样子。
When every member is in the same united with the same purpose.
当我们每一个众信徒都有同样的目的。
So in the end, we find that this what happens in this chapter is a fulfillment, but also a prefiguration of what the Church of God is going to be like.
那这一章可以看到我们这样的情况是我们教会所必须要去学习。
If we look at Genesis chapter 12.
我们看创世纪第十二章。
We read verse 3.
我们看第三节。
This was the initial promise that was given to Abraham.
这是当初亚伯拉罕所接受到的应许。
I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you.And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都因你得福。
So today, this is being fulfilled in the church today.
今天这件事情也在教会当中应验。
But we need to learn from David to embrace this prophecy.
我们必须像大卫一样去彰显这个预言。
The gospel of truth is the power of salvation to everyone who believes.
那这个真理的福音是救赎当中很重要的一个能力。
It's not simply just calling yourself a Christian.
并不单单只是说我们自己是基督徒。
It's not simply just saying that I need to be a good person.
并不是说我们自己要当一个好人。
But we find that our true Christian's relationship with God is to do with His.Submission to his truth.
那真正的基督徒是要顺从这个神的真理。
Because if we don't submit to his truth,
如果我们没有顺服神的真理,
then we don't have access to his mercy or to his grace.
我们就没办法得到神的怜悯还有神的恩典。
For example, if we don't believe in one true baptism,
如果我们不相信这个一洗,
Then we find that we don't have access. We don't have access to the blood of Christ.
我们就没有不能得到这个神的爱。
So this is the what the kingdom of God was built upon.
这是我们神的国所建立在这上面。
This is what we saw in the time of David.
这是我们从大卫中可以看到的。
And today we will continue to fulfill this ancient prophecy that God has made.
我们今天要继续的应验这个神久远的这个预言。